I Can't Get Started, written by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin in 1936. It's a great song, beautiful melody, and great chord progression. We're going to talk about some different ways to learn this song. We're going to start by learning the melody. In order to really learn to hear the melody, it's best to learn to sing it in its entirety. I will play the melody and the root motion on my saxophone. You sing along with both until you can comfortably sing both the melody and the root motion a cappella without the accompanying track. Once you can do this, you'll be well on your way to hearing the song by ear. Learning both the melody and the chord progression by ear is one of the most important things you can do to learn to improvise well. Be sure to sing both the melody and the root motion over and over until you can comfortably do it a cappella. This may take some time. Once you can sing both the melody and root motion, learn to play them on your saxophone by memory. Resist the urge to jump ahead until you've fully memorized both the melody and the chord progression. Once you've memorized the melody and the chord progression, play the melody loosely along with me and the accompanying track. Thank you. Next, learn to sing all the thirds for the whole progression. I will play all the thirds and you sing along until you're comfortable. After you've learned to sing the thirds, then learn to play the thirds on your saxophone, all by memory. In the interest of time, we'll start all the exercises from the second A and end them right after the bridge. Next, it would be good to do the same thing with the sevenths of all the chords, although we won't do that now. Instead, we'll move right ahead to improvising with the thirds and the sevenths of the chords. Improvise along with me using just the thirds and the sevenths of the chords. Although your note choice is limited, you can vary the rhythms as you like. From the second A. Next, we'll sing all the fifths over the progression and play them by memory. Then we'll sing all the ninths over the progression and play them by memory. Next, we'll approach all the thirds of the chords from a half step below. So far, you've practiced several things to help you both hear and understand the chord progression. Basically, you want to learn to hear all the different notes on all the chords and know them theoretically as well. If you've done just these exercises I've shown you with diligence, both singing and playing, you'll have a basic understanding of the sound and theory and be able to explore on your own. While knowing the scales for each chord is important, it's the chords themselves that create the music we hear. So a firm grasp of the harmony and how each note sounds against the harmony will allow you to play by ear through a progression. In the end, it's the ear that synthesizes the different theoretical elements of music to make them sound pleasing. I will now improvise a little bit over the progression.
Thank you.